So good morning, everybody. We are this week in Parshas Bamidbar. So I'd like to take a look at a short topic related to this week's Parsha. Parshas Bamidbar, one of the topics covered in the Parsha, is the topic of the encampment of Am Yisrael in the Midbar. So we know that everybody was allocated their own particular place, their own particular area, with a flag, each shevet on its own. And then, in the center of the camp, with all the shvatim encamped around, in the center of the camp, was the Mishkan, the Aron, and the shevet Levi, who encamped close to the Mishkan and the Aron. So we have Am Yisrael encamped around the outside, in a sort of square shape, and an emptier area in the middle of the camp, in which, in that center point, are camping the Mishkan, the Aron, and the Levi. Now, the Pasuk describes it in the following manner. Ish al digloi ba'oisois, everybody should encamp by their flag, with their signs. Yachanu b'nei Yisrael, Am Yisrael will encamp. Mineged, soviv la'oihel moed yachanu. Opposite, or let's say at a distance, and around the oihel moed, they encamp. So they encamped around the oihel moed, and the Pasuk calls it mineged, opposite, or at a distance from the oihel moed. There's the Mishkan in the middle, and Am Yisrael encamped around the outside, with a space in between. Now, how big is this space between the Shvatim, the place where Am Yisrael are encamped in this square shape around the outside, and the Oel Moed situated in the middle of the square on the inside? So Rashi tells us the following information. That this word, mineged, opposite and at a distance, is used elsewhere to refer to the distance of 2,000 amos. The distance of 2,000 amos. Says Rashi, it was exactly 2,000 amos and no further. And why specifically 2,000 amos? Says Rashi, sheyuchlu lavoi b'shabbos. If you want to visit the Mishkan on Shabbos, so obviously you cannot leave the Tchum Shabbos. We know that Tchum Shabbos, the area where you're allowed to walk from your dwelling place, from your place where you're settled for that Shabbos, you're allowed to walk a distance of 2,000 amos. So in order that Am Yisrael should be able to visit the Mishkan on Shabbos, the Mishkan is at a distance, but the distance is no greater than 2,000 amos. So we have Am Yisrael encamped around the outside of this square, the Mishkan in the middle, and the distance between the encampment of Am Yisrael and the Mishkan in the middle is 2,000 amos in order that they can go on Shabbos. Yes, Mr. Goffman, yeah.
If I visit Mishkan, these 2,000 amos, can I go to another Shvat on another side of center? There's also 2,000.
Yeah, very, 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 very interesting question. And it's really relevant to what we're about to talk about. So it's hard to answer that question right now. Maybe after we've spoken a little more, we'll be able to answer that question. We'll be wiser.
Okay.
So let's begin with this point. L'chaira, this idea needs a bit more understanding. We're all aware, even with a very basic knowledge of the halachos of Tchumin, that Tchum begins outside of the town. If I live in a town, let's say, or I live in my house in Ramat Bet Shemesh. So if I want to go for a walk on Shabbos, I can walk anywhere in Ramat Bet Shemesh without giving consideration to the distance of 2,000 amas. And if I live in London, which is a massive town, I can walk thousands and thousands and thousands of amas without any concern whatsoever. The 2,000 amas begins outside of the town. Inside the town, you can walk wherever you want, however distant it may be. So, surely, Am Yisrael, in their settlement in the Midbar, they are a one wholesome settlement. Why is there a requirement that the Oren and the Mishkan need to be within 2,000 amas of the settlement of the Shvatim in order that they should come there on Shabbos? Surely, it should be permitted to walk anywhere within the camp on Shabbos, irrespective of how far it is between the encampment and the Oren and the Mishkan. It's all part of one settlement. So the Chayra, one should be able to go on Shabbos 2,000 amas and more, as far as you want, to reach the Oel Moed and the Mishkan. All one settlement. In one settlement, you can go as far as you want. So let's try a few possible approaches to this question. Yes.
Can I just observe something? It seems to me that the settlement is a bit like a bagel.
Yes, exactly.
Settlement's actually, there's a hole in the middle here.
Right, exactly. A bagel is a very good mushroom. It's exactly like a bagel. It's a settlement which goes the whole way around the outside with an empty area in the middle. That, very, very good. Very good, Ha'ara. And that is really what we want to come to. I think Mr. Goffman wanted to say something as well. Are you with us, everybody? We seem to have some loose connection here. Hello?
You cannot hear us.
Oh, now I can hear you. Now I hear you.
You're alive, Baruch Hashem. So,
Baruch Hashem.
About these 2,000 amos, I have just a general question which I never could understand.
Yeah.
If my town was perfect circle, then I understand how to measure 2,000 amos. From left point of circle, 2,000 amos straight.
Right.
But because my camp is not ideal circle, forget about Midbar in general.
Yeah.
How I supposed to measure 2,000? Because if I will start in this 4 amo goal versus next 4 amo, it could be different of few amos.
It means that very, very good question. So
what kind of agreement Rabbanim makes that there won't be, because it's not solvable at all.
Right. Very, 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 very important question. So let's go straight. I'm going to skip a stage of something I had planned, since everything has been brought up here. It's all relevant to what we want to answer. So I want to go first to answer Mr. Gottman's question, and then to come to what Rav Avraham brought up, because these two things go from one to the other. And in order to explain a bit better what I want to say, I'm going to do with you what we call a share screen. I'm going to show you something that I've got on my screen in order that I can explain myself a little better. I'm going to do with you share screen. I don't know if you can now see on your screen two diagrams.
Yeah.
You can. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know if you, can you also see my cursor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very good. So, I'm going to look first at the diagram where my cursor is currently. So we have over here a circle, a black circle, inside a grey square. A black circle and a grey square. That black circle is a circular town. Is a circular town, okay? Black circle is a circular town. And we're going to look at how we measure the tchum of a town. So one of the most basic fundamental dinim in measuring the tchum of a town is that before we begin measuring 2,000 amas, there is something called ribua shel ir. we view the city as though it is a square. Okay? We view the city as though it is a square. So we square off.
Is that like a halakha on the Moshe Mishnah that you've got to
well,
as a.
Pashtus, we pass in Tchumin is Drabon. We pass in Tchumin is Drabon. So anyway, it's all Drabon. But in truth, the Gemara also darshens it from Tzukim. So maybe even the Manda Omar who holds this Beiraisa might agree to this. I'm not sure about that point. Anyway, we pass in this Drabon. So we have the gray part indicates what we call Ribua Shel Ir. So we view our city as though it is a square, and then around the square we draw another larger square, which is then the Tchum Shams. Now this squaring of the town, we can do equally with other shapes as well. So if, for example, we would have a city that's not a square, it's a triangle.
Okay.
We would do the same thing. We would draw another triangle. Okay, I'm getting it wrong, but sorry, that doesn't work out. We would draw another triangle here. No, one minute. That's it. We would draw another triangle here and here, approximately. Sorry, it's not exact, but you know, to see the idea. So we now have a square town, and then outside the square, we draw another larger square, which is the Tchum. Okay.
But right now we have a problem.
Yes.
Go in corner of original square which you draw.
Say again?
Go in a corner of original square. Square we should draw.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the right angle of the triangle.
Right. And right now, definitely, from corner of this so-called square to corner of another square, there's not 2,000 amas, there's more.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly so. The Gemara calls it Niskar es Hazovios. You gain the corners. As we measure at home in squares, and in Ochanam, if you walk on the diagonal over here, you have more. You're actually able to walk more than 2,000.
Fine.
That's how we measure at Tchum Shabbos.
Very good. Very good.
So that basic background is enough for us to be getting going with. So that is the general rule. Now, as the good old saying goes, every rule has an exception. Right? So this is the basic rule of squaring off a town. However, every rule has an exception. And the exception is in this situation over here. This situation over here, where I've now moved my cursor to the diagram on the right. This situation the Gemara talks about, it is called an ir ha'asuya kekeshes. An ir which is designed in the shape of a keshet, in the shape of a bow. This is full of houses. This is full of houses. This bow. And what is unique about it is that the houses are not like, say, if we go back to our triangle where the houses are all in a straight line, one from the other. The houses go around like this. And therefore, the houses here and here are considered to have less connection to one another. Because if you go in a straight line from one to the other, they're not connected. There's no ear in between them. It isn't like, let's say, our triangle, where all the houses are in a straight line. Sorry.
You mean you can connect all the houses with a straight line?
That's it. You can connect all the houses with a straight line. These houses and these houses are considered less connected to one another. How do we draw the tchum of a keshes? The Gemara gives us the following guideline. The Gemara says the following thing, and I will demonstrate. The Gemara says you look at the distance between this house over here and this house over here. The two houses at the end of the keshes on either side. If this house and this house are within 4,000 amas of one another, it means if you draw from this house 2,000 and this house 2,000, and they will meet, then you view it as one square town. You do the ribua shel ir, so you'll draw a line over here. And then you'll draw tchum on the outside in the classic manner. That is all if this house and this house are within 2,000 amas of one another.
2,000, not 4,000.
They're 4,000. They're 2,000 overlaps.
No, just a second. If a straight line between these two houses is 4,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because you mentioned two numbers.
Yeah, I mean, it was a flip of the tongue, I'm sorry. Between this house and this house, 4,000.
Okay.
Okay, if, however, the distance between that house and that house is larger than 4,000, then we cannot count the gap, and the area of their tchum, you will not be able to square it off. You'll have to give them a tchum, which will look something like that. The tchum itself won't be a square, the tchum will be bent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Having said all this, now let's come to the question which Rav Avram asked before. What is the din of a town that's not a keshes in the classic case of the Gemara? Ir not ha'asuya, ir ha'asuya ke keshes, but ir ha'asuya ke bagel. An ir which is like this. It has a big hole in the middle. So it's not a classic keshes. It's really like two half circles joined together. It's two pshatot, it's two bows, one joined to the other. So how do we view this tchum? Do we again apply the din of keshes and say, for example, that the houses over here and the houses over here, if they are within 4,000 amas of one another, then we can consider the whole inside as part of the tchum, exactly like the keshes. But if the empty area is larger than 4,000, then maybe we can't consider it part of the tchum altogether. That could be one tzad, tzad
amas. I didn't understand last phrase. We just need to draw tchum a little bit more fancy than squares. What do you mean? We don't have any tchum at all.
I said we don't consider it within that tchum. We don't consider it part of that tchum.
Ah, okay.
Or do we say, tzad sheni, that by virtue of the fact that the middle area is entirely surrounded by the town, it is automatic, the empty area in the middle is automatically considered part of the town. So again, two possible study. Do we say, let's apply the exact same principle that the Gemara teaches regarding the keshes? So the same principle the Gemara teaches regarding the keshes would tell us over here that the houses need to be within 4,000 of one another. And if not, then we will just have to draw a circular gavul of the tchum inside the circle, and they won't be able to walk the entire circle on Shabbos. Or do we say, Sacheni, that since the ear is entirely surrounds the empty space in the middle, the empty space is automatically considered part of the town because it's entirely surrounded by the town. Those are the two stories. Now, this case of the circular town with like a bagel is not discussed in the Gemara. It's not discussed in the Gemara, and it's not openly discussed in earlier postgame. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. More recent postgame within the last couple of hundred years discuss it and argue about it. Some say the svara that we just said now, that if the ear entirely surrounds it, it's automatically considered part of the town. Others compare it to the din of the Keshes.
But you know the thing, I think we have answered.
Oh, we have answered. What's the answer, Mr. Goldberg?
We have answered directly. That if situation in Bimidbar was to be like that, Shulchan Aruch and early Rabbanim would not miss it. Because if they see that we could violate something, they will mention it. Because they're not mentioning, they're not concerned.
Okay, could be. So you said they, maybe it's a riot from the fact that they don't say anything.
Yeah, from be quiet.
I mean, there's certain logic in what you say. I mean, the way we're putting it down over here, it comes out a tremendous sort of chiddush and chumrah, in truth. Because we have a sort of general thought, outlook, that as long as I'm within my town, I can walk wherever I want. But if you say that this bagel town is treated with a dinim of keshes, it comes out that if you have a town with a large empty area in the middle of the town, just an empty area somewhere in the middle of the town, which is larger than 4,000 amas, you can't walk in that area on Shabbos. Comes out a tremendous chumrah. Okay, so I'm going to leave it open. This is not a shiur of psak halacha. This is just a shiur of putting down the tzavim. I just want to conclude that this is what Rav Avraham, in his great chokhmah, was meramez at the beginning of the shiur. That we can bring a proof to this shaila, lechaira, to the tzad chumra of the shaila. We can bring a raya from our Rashi in this week's parasha. Why do all the shvatim need to be within 4,000 amas of the orach? If you say the svara that anything surrounded is considered automatically part of the town, then there's no reason why all those shrotim need to be within 2,000 amas of the Orin. Why can't they just walk to the Orin? Because it's inside their town. But if we'll say that even a bagel town is also dealt with the dinim of keshes, then they'll only be able to approach the Orin on Shabbos if they are within 2,000 amas of the Orin. So this Rashi is a shtickel raya that a bagel town is also dealt with the dinim of keshes. Okay,
thank you very much.
That's what I wanted to say. We'll stop here.
Yashakoa.
I wish everybody a good day. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we will meet again on Thursday.